In August, each one of you will be part of history as you help protect the Republican National Convention. Hello, I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff David G.
And I'm Chief Jane Castor. For those of you traveling to Tampa for the RNC, welcome to our great city. We truly appreciate you joining forces with our agencies to keep this event safe.
The RNC is democracy in action, so it's an honor for all of us to be called to protect this important part of our political process.
In Tampa, our officers and deputies are used to working together as one agency, and that's exactly how we will operate during this event. We are all on the same team. We're in it together.
We'll all wear the same uniform under the RNC badge. Every member of our crowd control team will get the same specialized training and equipment.
Your safety and comfort is paramount. We've ordered lighter uniforms and will set up water and food stations throughout downtown. We've tried to address every logistical issue as we prepare for one of the biggest challenges of our careers.
As you know, protests and protesters alike are part of political conventions. Fortunately, mixed in with the thousands of peaceful demonstrators will be those individuals bent on disruption. We've put countless hours into building our deployment in response to these troublemakers. We will win this by design and strategy.
We are smarter, highly trained, and better equipped than these lawbreakers. And most importantly, we are more. It is their intent to bait us into using force against them so it can be captured on videotape and shown to the world as excessive force. But we will be very calculated in our response to ensure it is strategic and controlled.
A strong law enforcement presence and preemptive action will help us avoid some of the standoffs that we've all seen with previous protests, conventions, and highly charged events. Crowd control commanders will utilize discretion to determine when and how to act to avoid a tipping point. We must all act as a team. It is important that we not break rank, as that could prevent us from making the best unified decisions.
In all situations, we fear the unknown. With the RNC, it's the anarchists. But our intelligence shows us that these groups try to deliberately deceive or mislead law enforcement into believing that they are a serious threat just to bait us into action. In reality, they are most often unorganized, misguided individuals who engage in underhanded tactics to disrupt peaceful demonstrations.
We will surgically target these troublemakers and remove them from the area so that we can quickly restore order, allowing the peaceful demonstrations to continue. And it's important for you to know that in previous political conventions, there have been very few injuries to law enforcement.
It is critical that you remember every one of us is representing law enforcement as a whole. All eyes will be on us. Everything we do will be videotaped and photographed, so let's show the world that we are the best in our profession.
We're a state and a community that relies on tourism. We're used to visitors. It is our job to ensure the RNC delegates and visitors have a safe and enjoyable time.
You are the security team that will make this a great event for the world to watch. We will equip and train you so that you are all ready come August. Thank you again for joining our team.
Together, we will win this through intelligence, design, and strategy versus sheer response. So let's all do a great job, and most importantly, be safe.